Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Next segment's going to be kind of more adult content. We got to talk about sperm and eggs. And this is kind of a cool study that's come out. You know, I feel sorry for a lot of partners who are choosing, you know, women to you know, spend the rest of their lives with, because they have to basically, for most of you guys and gals, you have to go through a very, very rigid process. Process of elimination, very rigid application process, interview process, just to even make it. I get, there's some women out there that are like, okay, fine, you know, I'll sleep with you, I'll marry you, whatever. But not in my case. In my case, I was like, okay, well, you know, here's all these boxes that have to be checked off. And the funny thing is I fell in love with Corey so much that I was like, well, forget the boxes. It doesn't matter. And so I basically threw it out the window either. But I still was a pain in the butt, you know. I mean, for him to convince me that he had to be the father of my children, man, it took some heavy coaxing. And apparently we don't really have as much control as we think we do. So there's a study that's coming out of England where they looked at women's eggs and sperm. And they put the eggs and sperm of people who were partners together. And then they kind of mixed it up. They mixed up the daddies. And they found that it didn't matter if you were their partner or not. If the egg wanted that sperm to fertilize it, it would release a chemical, because I guess eggs release a chemical. And that sperm would then gravitate. It's like a summit, like over here. And it was interesting that it wasn't just, you know, random. It was almost specific. And they found in certain group testing that some of the eggs didn't want the sperm from their partner, which is a problem for those couples that have infertility, because how do they, if you want to be pregnant with who you're betrothed, your eggs won't have it. Do you need another partner just so you can get pregnant? So, you know, how many of you guys watched, what was that? I get around, round. What was that? It was Lucas Talking, Lucas Talking. So Lucas Talking basically taught my kids about, I mean, I explained the whole fertilization thing and the vaginal canal. They didn't get it. They needed to see that part of the movie where John Travolta is having sex with Kirstie Alley, and all you see is the yee-haw and the sperm coming down to the egg. And then the sperm gets to the egg, and the egg, you know, is like, get out of here, leave you alone. Like, no, out. And then, you know, the sperm had to figure out its way in. Apparently, it's not like that. If an egg doesn't want you, that egg is like, bounce, you're out. And so it's a very selective process. And, you know, we learned in medical school how very difficult it is to get pregnant. It, you know, a normal sperm package, semen package, okay, has millions upon millions of sperm. We're learning now that only 250 actually make it to the fallopian tube. You don't get pregnant in the uterus, you get pregnant in the fallopian tube. So that means that sperm has to first go through the vagina, and the vagina is very hostile environment. It's kind of like, you know, Indiana Jones, the first Indiana Jones, where, you know, pew, 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 you know, all these, like, yeah, okay, that's kind of what happens to these sperm. Because the vagina is like, you're out of here. Unless it's during the time of the month where you're supposed to get pregnant, and the, you know, like, you could pass. You know, you're like, oh my gosh, we're gonna get killed, we're gonna get, you know, but the vagina does not get to choose. You think it does get to choose. Then you have the cervix, and the cervix needs to be open. Cervix is like the, if you guys have ever seen a light bulb, the white part of the light bulb is the uterus, and then the silver part is the cervix. That's what kind of thins and dilates when the baby comes out. So the sperm then have to go up through the cervix, then into the uterus, and then out into the fallopian tubes. And the fallopian tubes is where the egg sits. And the egg comes from the ovary. And it has to happen there because you don't want sperm get into the ovary. If you had all these sperm and going to the ovary of the eggs and some of the eggs aren't mature and all that, you know, then you got, it's all mayhem. So there's supposed to be one egg, sometimes there's two, in the fallopian tube ready for the sperm. So they actually say only 25 sperm on average from that initial package actually get to the point where they get to hook up to that egg. But then on top of that, you have the egg saying, no, not you. No, definitely not you, not you. And this study I find is so interesting because, you know, we keep talking about how man dinks, God links, man works, God laughs. God or nature is in control. And when you study and you put sperm that are supposed to be together together and it doesn't match, and then you put another man's sperm next to an egg and that does match because that egg liked that sperm more, that means there's some higher power involved that wants that, you know, baby to be made or that fertilization to occur. And I really feel, you know, sorry, especially for guys and dudes out there, because it's not really easy to, it's not really easy to find somebody to convince you to, you know, sleep with them, you know, and then to convince you to marry them, and then convince you to father their kids. And on top of all that, you would think you're making all that progress just for the egg to go, nah. So what do women look for? Well, it's interesting. There was a study saying women like beards. There was a new study saying women will be attracted to men with beards. Not so much being attracted, thinking the beard is sexy, because some of us are into beards, some of us aren't, but it's because probably the body is sensing testosterone. The body is sensing health. When you have hair and a lot of it, that's a sign of good health, even though bald people are just as healthy. But to the sixth sense that, you know, some of these women are having, they're looking at a man who has a beard as healthier. I don't know. You know, guys a lot of times wear beards because they, you know, don't have time to shave. So a lot of us women are like, wait a second, no, we're not into the whole beard thing, because that means if you're not going to get up in the morning, that means you don't want to get up early. That means you don't want to get up early and shave every day. That's a sign of laziness. Yet the body's like, no, it isn't. That is a sign of virility. You want the guy. You want the guy, the dude with the beard. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps, in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So as we are hearing that gyms are able to reopen and, you know, hopefully life is able to get back to normalcy, we're not. We're actually hearing about more layoffs. In fact, my neck of the woods, you know, casinos reopened, but there are thousands of workers that still can't go back to work. And if not everybody's opening up and you aren't opening up to full capacity and you aren't able to make the money you used to make, then it's that you're not going to rehire people. So 24-hour fitness is the next one that has been, unfortunately, giving people their pink slips and over the phone. And you know, I don't understand why that's a news story in terms of over the phone or on a Zoom call. I mean, you used to be able to get fired by going into a person's office and they go, look, you know, we appreciate all your service, but we're going to let you go and blah, 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 and whatever. And, well, if again, with social distancing, or with people going rogue when they get fired, right? You know, and trying to, I don't know, you know, come back and, you know, hurt others in the office setting. Yeah, you're going to be let go over the phone or by Zoom or whatever. So, I mean, unfortunately, that shouldn't be the story. But what is the story is you have a gym and a huge chain, 24-Hour Fitness, who apparently had to, despite openings, had to tell people that their jobs were being cut. Apparently, the invitation to the calls promised important company updates, but they gave no details about severance or benefits. More information came later in the email, but the layoffs came as 24-Hour Fitness works to reopen its more than 400 clubs after the coronavirus pandemic forced them to close. The company would not say how many employees were cut, but those affected included personal trainers, fitness instructors, and sales staff. Yeah, we forgot about how it works with personal trainers, because if you have to keep 6 feet distance, how do you have somebody pushing? You'll say, do it. In a statement, 24-Hour Fitness said it made the cuts as it evaluates staffing needs and the overall company's club footprint. The layoffs were announced in one-on-one and group calls with the affected employee supervisors rather than one mass call. They were painful decisions, they said, and we do not take them lightly. We thank our dedicated, passionate team members for the contributions and impact they have had on helping to change lives every day. They say the 24-Hour Fitness recently reopened some gyms in Texas. They do expect the rest of its clubs to be up and running by mid-July, but they were already dealing with a possible potential bankruptcy. See, not a lot of companies were very, very open about their financial woes before this. I mean, I was talking about a recession. I know people hated that I brought it up, but, you know, up until 2020, I'm like, guys, we're going to hit a recession. It's going to come soon. You know, and we're going to see it by the next presidency. I didn't think it was going to be coronavirus related, but I mean, we just knew that with automation and minimum wage going up and employers were going to say, look, we're going to take cuts. Now that your volume has to decrease and you can't have workout machines and rows of them, you have to limit membership. Yeah, because here's the thing, you sell membership based on all the access you have and all the classes and all the equipment. But if you have to now limit your gym to less than 50% capacity, you're not going to have an easy time selling those memberships. In fact, people are ticked that they can't get their membership money back. Now, I don't hear of a lot of people being turned away. I'm hearing in some gyms that there's reservations, that you have to make certain reservations. And so then they could make sure they make people happy. You got a reservation, you got to go. But I think at some point people are going to say, look, I don't want to be exposed to coronavirus. I don't want to, not have a machine. Plus, a lot of people go to the gym to meet people. I mean, just like with casinos and clubs, I think Las Vegas is going to, be able to bounce back, but they're going to need, volume, and they're going to need to have young, single, good-looking people that are going to drive people to... I mean, we are the bachelor party mecca of the world. Well, if you don't have the strippers and the lap dances and you don't have the clubs where you're going to be able to meet people and party with them, that's not going to attract them. Same thing with gyms. I mean, I go to a gym to exercise and work out, but that's not what everybody else does. A lot of people, their whole lives are work. And they can't date anybody at work, so then they hope to meet somebody at the gym. A lot of people meet people at the gym. It's not a bad thing. Someone who's, obviously health-minded, they work out, they probably have similar schedules to you, if you meet them at the gym, things like that, but the gym is a meeting place. So you might have some people think, if I'm not really going to meet anybody there, and I got equipment at home, and I don't have to be embarrassed or whatever, and, the classes are cut, why spend the gym membership money? Gym memberships may have to cut their money back, cut their costs back. And then again, that's where you're going to see layoffs. So 24-Hour Fitness is reportedly one of several employees to lay off employees remotely. Uber had to fire 3,500 employees on Zoom calls last month, and I believe more also. The electric scooter startup Bird also reportedly laid a bunch of people off in March. So it's definitely not an easy time. Now, in good news, I just can't ever talk about Disneyland without smiling. Disneyland's reopening. Disneyland, it's just the happiest place on earth. I love Disneyland. Very interesting about Disneyland is Disney World, I think, already reopened some of the restaurants. They already reopened some of the restaurants in their downtown Disney area, which I think they call the, I don't know what they call their downtown Disney area, I forget, in Florida. But in Anaheim, in California, it's called Downtown Disney. So Downtown Disney is supposed to open up July 9th. So people can at least go to restaurants, and they can still at least buy Disney things. The thing is Downtown Disney, it's interesting. Downtown Disney, you can't have Downtown Disney, not really Disneyland, open because you're in Downtown Disney and you just feel very bad and depressed that you can't be in the park. I can't tell you how many times we were in California, but we couldn't make it a Disneyland trip. So we're like, you know what, we'll go to Downtown Disney at least. And I didn't really want to do that because I'm like, why are you getting my appetite all excited for Disneyland and then no Disneyland? You know, so, but people who want Disney and they want to feel like they could go out, Downtown Disney is going to open July 9th. The theme parks are going to open July 17th. Now, why July 17th? That sounds random. Well, it's not. July 17th, 1955, was the day Disneyland originally opened. So it's their 65th anniversary. Oh, I heard in the 50s, people went wild. Man, they just, wow. It was the happiest place on earth. Still is. So Disneyland has rarely closed. I mean, they've closed early, and they've closed for corporate parties early, and they've closed for storms and things like that. But they never officially closed down, except twice in the past prior to this. It was a day of mourning for JFK after his assassination, and then it was after the September 11th attacks. But other than that, they've been open 24/7, well, not 24/7, but 7 days a week. And on March 14th, Disneyland had to close indefinitely. And people were thinking, you know what, there is no way they could open up until 2021 or late fall because you just can't, Disneyland is full of crowds. Well, one thing about the Disney Corporation is they will never fail. Disney has been able to, even before Disneyland, for decades, be able to give the people what they want. Even as grown-ups, we love Disney. Disney is a company that really knows how to evolve. You know, my kids were never into Mickey Mouse. I don't think they've watched maybe more than one Mickey Mouse cartoon or, you know, Goofy and Minnie Mouse or whatever. But it doesn't matter because Disneyland caught their eye. Or some of the Disney movies, you know, or Disney Pixar combo. So, there is no way Disneyland's not going to do it. So how do you picture what Disneyland's going to do in terms of, because what they had a list of things, you know, in order to get their approval, and they're still waiting for state approval, they're going to stop parades, they're going to stop the character meet and greets and the photo ops. I don't know if you've ever been to Disneyland during a parade. It is bumper to bumper people. And if you don't find, people are mean in Disneyland. They really are mean. Happiest place on earth, my butt, because you want to stop and watch a parade, you don't get to stop on the sidewalk, right? And if you want to be on the grass, there's never room because people are sitting out, laying out, and they don't want you next to them. So they have to stop the parades because somebody's going to get, you know, jumped. They'll have the social distancing lines, they're going to probably have masks, temperature checks, hand sanitizing stations. But if you want to see how Disneyland will look, look at the pictures of Shanghai Disney. Shanghai Disney opened up last month. And so you see how they separated the lines, how they, and it looks like there's not a lot of people, but that's probably what they did also. And you're going to have to make a reservation. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says cities and states should not be shut down again even if there is a second wave of coronavirus, citing the economic damages that would be involved. Wednesday, while speaking on Capitol Hill, Mnuchin also said, though he's not opposed to more stimulus funds.
I think we're going to seriously look at whether we want to do more direct money to stimulate the economy. But I think this is all going to be about getting people back to work, and we look forward to working with the entire Senate on this.
That news on the heels that workers filed another 1.5 million claims for jobless benefits last week, the Labor Department is reporting. The number of workers receiving benefits did fall slightly to 20.9 million. On this news, the Dow has been down at times over 1,200 points. You're listening to USA Radio News. Some states are reporting spikes in COVID-19 cases. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more on the story.
At least 16 states have seen increases in COVID-19 cases. Dr. Dean Bloomberg is an infectious disease expert at the University of California, Davis.
We might open up too far, too fast, and if that happens, we may need to adjust.
And the nationwide police brutality protests are raising fears of another wave of infections. The director of the Harvard Global Health Institute offered yet another sobering prediction that the U.S. could see another 100,000 coronavirus deaths by September.
Loser of the 2018 gubernatorial race in Georgia, Stacey Abrams, says she's not being betted to be Joe Biden's running mate. The former Georgia state representative telling The Late Show with Stephen Colbert that I have said many times, if called, I will answer, but I have not received any calls. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while we're all excited about Disneyland reopening on its 65th anniversary, we're also hearing news now that we have 16 states that are reporting higher cases, a spike in coronavirus cases, and not just in cases. Again, we understand that a lot of people are going to test positive. Where we get concerned are the hospitalizations. Those are spiking too. So a lot of us in the medical field are listening, and I think we all need to listen. So now they're saying about 16 states, multiple states including Texas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Mississippi, Arizona, seeing a huge spike. And it's unfortunately could be kind of used as an argument to not allow reopenings. Meanwhile, you got Disneyland going. They're just, you know, scratching at the goofy doggy door going, I need to do this. I need to open up. You got the summer. You got kids bored. Parents are going out of their minds. And, you know, Disney's a company, like I said, they're going to survive. From what we understand, Shanghai did pretty well with their opening. maybe it wasn't as busy because they had to limit numbers of people. But if you want to see what Disneyland's going to look like, take a look at the pictures of Shanghai Disney. I put some of those on my website so you can kind of see how it looks with the stickers and the decals of where you're supposed to stand and the separation. I got to tell you, it's hot in Anaheim just like it's hot in Orlando. So I kind of like not being around a lot of the sweating and the humidity. So I'm kind of starting to like the social distancing. You know, let's say my deodorant isn't working that much. Stay away, all right? Then I don't have to, like, feel all self-conscious. So I think if Disneyland can do the social distancing, I'm not exactly sure how that would work, especially with millions of people. From what I understand, they're going to limit capacity to at least less than 50%. They're also going to need reservations. You'll have to make a reservation. You'll probably have to wear a mask, temperature checks. Their cast members, they call their employees cast members, which I really dig. I think that's cool. You know, have to clean everything up. And they'll reopen on their 65th anniversary, July 17th. So pretty exciting time. Disney World, I'm not exactly sure what day they plan on reopening, but Shanghai Disney was able to do it about a month ago. So now, why are these spikes in cases? Well, you know, it's interesting. If you look at Texas, if you look at Arizona, I mean, they're hot. They're dry. This is what they warned us about. We were thinking, all right, well, you know, the heat, the dryness, the lack of, you know, the cold and all that, you know, is going to probably help kill off coronavirus. This is evidence that it doesn't. Now, again, I know there's a lot of disbelief going, are they really coronavirus hospitalizations or are they something else? Well, here's the thing. We're really supposed to be out of flu season by now. We haven't gotten a lot of information on this year's flu season, but flu is usually done by June. So I don't think these cases are technically could be chalked up as flu. Also, strep pneumonia and many of the pneumonias that we see during wintertime, again, this isn't really that time of year. So, and we saw what happened with swine flu. So I wouldn't be surprised that we'd still have cases. And I also wouldn't be surprised that we would see an uptick now that people got out. And again, you know, what we have to be careful with is whenever you lock somebody up for months and they're able to get out there, you know, it's like when you put a dog or a cat in a cage, you know, and then you let them out. We brought the dogs and the cats to the vet once, and my kids are young, and they, as soon as we got to the vet, they just jumped out of the cage and ran around. So the kids are like, oh, good, they're excited to be here at the vet. No, they're not. It's that initial instinct of being locked in. I noticed I did the same thing. I have been trying to see friends every night, right, for the past 2 weeks, going, let's hang out, like whatever. I am at people's houses now all the time because I just felt locked in. And so maybe what ended up happening is even though all these states had these guidelines saying, okay, well, you know, make sure you're 6 feet, separate from somebody, which I really don't think the 6 feet helps, or I don't know if you've seen what airlines are going to do. They're going to have like a little piece of plastic in between two people. Even though up here, air can still go. A lot of these measures that were just all for show, I don't really see how they are very, very effective, except the masks, which I need to talk to you guys about. Something came up with the masks. It's very interesting. But maybe what happened is people were just kind of careless, and they were like, you know what? I'm done with the masks. A lot of us had fatigue. A lot of us are like, you know what? It's hot. We're being told the masks don't work. You know, do we really need to be, you know, out in the sun? Do we really need to be standing out there for hours, 6 feet apart, to go shopping with a mask? To heck with this. And so I think a lot of people, because from what I've seen, a lot of people haven't been doing the social distancing. I've seen restaurants packed. I've seen gyms packed. I've seen people, you know, in casinos not following the guidelines. So, yeah, I'm not surprised by the spike. We knew that was gonna happen. But this was interesting. So do you guys remember that Great Clips? I'm still going time good. So do you guys remember the Great Clips? There were two hairstylists at one location in Springfield, Missouri, who were COVID positive and symptomatic. So they said that they could have exposed over 140 clients. They were wearing masks, and the salon Great Clips did these social distancing guidelines and did whatever they were supposed to reopen. We just found out today that not one of those 140 contacts got COVID. And so people are kind of scratching their head going, wait a second, whoa, 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 how? They think it might have been the masks. Because obviously you can't social distance when you cut their hair. So we've been getting all this back and forth with masks and how useless they are and how good they are or whatever. But if we really had two COVID-positive employees at Great Clips who were symptomatic and coughing, and they got their test back positive, and nobody they had interaction with got sick, then that starts to tell us that either those masks really, really work, or maybe the virus is becoming a little weaker in terms of infectivity. But you would think somebody would have gotten it. So that's some great news for salon owners and some great news for those of us going, okay, you know, maybe I guess we need to wear the masks. So, I mean, I still think masks are a barrier. What I don't like is somebody wearing their same mask for 14 days in a row. I think that mask is useless. But whatever those two stylists did, okay, they're heroes. Alright, I mean, they have figured out whatever they did while having coronavirus and working, whatever they did, well, apparently they didn't know they had coronavirus, or one of them, their test was originally negative, so I don't know what the heck originally happened. But by the time they figured out they had coronavirus and they called out, and then, you know, and then Great Clips had to tell everybody, okay, guys, you know, you possibly could have been exposed, etc. But whatever they did worked, and that needs to be studied. I mean, they need to get their butts into a lab, and everybody needs to figure out what the hell they did, and how they do it, and what mask they used, or whatever, because they were not infectious to the degree that we expected them to, even with a mask. Now, don't take that as thinking, okay, well, fine, we could just always, you know, we could wear a mask even if we're sick. No, if you're sick, you still need to stay home. But as we're trying to figure out what's going on in these multiple states with these multiple rises in cases, a big question is were any of them protesters? Were any of them people that, you know, went out into the street and didn't social distance or didn't wear masks? So somebody needs to epidemiologically get that data. Now, the next thing we need to talk about are officers. So there have been rumblings that many officers are saying we're out. And many officers are thinking about early retirement. In fact, I think it's New Jersey. I have to double check. New Jersey, if you retire, early retire, there's retirement packages. And many of these states are financially strapped because of what happened with COVID. So as officers want to retire, they may not be able to get their packages. But as we're seeing Seattle start to, you know, have neighborhoods that want to police themselves, you know, what is happening on the police front? And from what we're understanding, some police officers are like, you know what? It's just not worth it. Or, you know, we have an officer that was shot in Las Vegas, Nevada, during one of the protests, and he was shot in the head. And we were told as of this morning that he might have to be on a ventilator the rest of his life. We heard he was awake. We heard he was doing well. And then there were some rumblings that, you know, he made a turn for the worse. So I don't have all the data on it. But when cops hear that they could get shot in the head, when it wasn't them that did something wrong, it was another cop, I don't know how many are going to want to still stay on the force. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Alright, we are back in the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI. Or 1-877-362-3254. So, many people are still worried about the second wave. The second wave. It's not a second wave. It's going to be a second spike. And they're even more worried about economy. And as companies are thinking, you know, whether they should take the losses over the summer just to make it to a fall where they'd be forced to close down again, or should they take the risk because they think the fall will bring in money, is probably one of the most difficult decisions that these companies are making. AMC, remember, said that if they don't open soon, they're out. And AMC now expects to reopen their theaters globally in July. They had to shut them down in mid-March. They are going to run with limited capacity. They are going to block seating. You know, a lot of us are putting tape and things like that, you know, in our businesses, of, you know, to remind people where not to sit. and shares of AMC spiked more than 14% on Wednesday. I know. I wish, I don't hear about the shares going up until after they go up and it's the next day, and by then it's just too late. But I don't know, because AMC already warned us that even with opening, they could be in trouble. All right? I mean, what movies are going to be released? So they said the world's largest movie theater operator says they are going to open almost all of its U.S., U.K. theaters in time to showcase Christopher Nolan's Tenet. Tenet is slated June 17th. Also, Disney's Mulan will be released on July 24th. Now, remember, we talked about that. Hollywood doesn't want to release any films unless they know there's going to be a bunch of theaters opening up. The theaters don't want to open up unless they know they're going to have films. So my guess is somebody had to talk to each other and say, look, we'll all open up at once so you could flood our theaters with this movie. Because, again, Hollywood does not want to release a movie halfway. Otherwise, it doesn't boast of those high earnings. So if they want to release Mulan, they need to know they have theaters that's going to take it. So apparently AMC is going to do that. And Mulan actually looks good. What Disney has been doing now is they're taking the stories that were hits and then now doing live action. Aladdin was fantastically done. I don't care what the critics say. I thought Aladdin was fantastic. I thought Lion King bombed. You could not recreate Lion King. Lion King was amazing as a cartoon. Aladdin was amazing as a cartoon, but boy, did they know how to make it work. It just worked. Lion King, they tried to do it with live animation animals. It didn't work. It just didn't work. So Mulan is going to be a little bit more like Aladdin style with people. And it looks fantastic. So I can't wait. That's going to be July 24th. I will go. I might wear a mask, you know, again, to make people feel comfortable, but I'll probably go. On Tuesday, Sony announced that it would release the Selena Gomez romantic comedy The Broken Hearts Gallery on July 10th. In late March, the studio had pushed the majority of its films to open in 2021. Because, again, lack of confidence in movie reopening. And then, I don't know what's going to happen. I know a lot of us are waiting for A Quiet Place 2. We're waiting for the next Wonder Woman. We're waiting for the next 007. But they said, even though those three theaters, AMC operates Odeon Cinemas. They recently opened in Norway. They said those three theaters were limited in ticket sales to 25% of seat capacity. They sold 83% of their available seats. The company also had strong sales of food and beverages, which is really what they need. The only problem is analysts are still tepid in their expectations. I mean, they're very cautious on the company's outlook because, again, if you could only open to 25% seat capacity, to do the 6-foot distancing and to have less people in there, you still have less people buying. I mean, my guess is popcorn and soda, it's really going to go up. And, guys, it's probably going to be a lot harder to smuggle in food. Oh, we've all done it. It just, I'm not going to buy a bottle of water for $5. I'm sorry, I'm not. I bring in my own water. So AMC is going to operate limited capacity, block off seating to maintain safety, alongside other precautionary measures. From what I understand, you do get to sit next to your betrothed. You do get to sit next to your kids. But then they have to separate with other, yeah. So my guess is there's going to be, I don't know how they do that. I think they're going to just offer certain blocks. I don't know how that's going to do online. It's going to be interesting. But their stock went up and they were happy. So people are looking to the government going, okay, you guys need to tell us what's going on this fall. Now, nobody knows. I mean, look at what we just went through. Every day was something different. I mean, still, we have many churches, unable to open. People can't go to funerals and weddings in certain parts of the country. Yet, in other parts of the country, we are having memorials and protests and things like that. So the rules keep changing every single day. So there is no way the government can tell us one way or another. Well, Steve Mnuchin is trying to ease our minds, saying that we cannot shut down the economy again. He told the CNBC that shutting down the economy for a second time to slow COVID is not a viable option. Now, Wall Street is getting more concerned about a second wave of coronavirus cases. Coronavirus cases have been spiking now in 16 states. Okay, coronavirus was supposed to go down in the summer, but as we reopened, we expected the numbers to go up. That again, was no surprise. We hope it dies off or goes minimally, but they're saying we're still going to be on this coronavirus wave and we're going to see another spike. As I said, It's not going to be up to the feds. It's not going to be up to you or I. It's going to be basically up to the schools, and it's going to be up to the parents. And the closures, mark my words, are going to be predicated not even on coronavirus. It's going to be based on, God forbid, a school shooting or a flu that starts to kill kids. And you're going to have parents say, we're out. And parents are going to say, my kid's staying home this season. Because, again, kids are at risk for flu even more so than COVID. COVID still can hurt kids, but not to the degree of flu. The first school shooting, God forbid, and I hope we never have any more, parents are also going to say, we're done. We're not going to drop our kids off at school. Once the parents decide to go back to homeschool and online school, they're going to again demand that they get to stay home or work from home. Once the school shut down, people have to go back home. Now, mind you, there's a lot of industry that's allowing work from home, but Starbucks still needs to have people there. Salons still have to have people there, doctors, nurses, etc. If your kids have to be home, then you want to be home. So Steve Mnuchin telling CNBC that it is not a viable option, that there is no plans, you know, Texas has reported 3 consecutive days of record-breaking hospitalizations, etc. I agree that I don't think people are going to want to shut down this summer. But that's not who's going to drive it. It's going to be the schools. And then I don't know what's going to happen. So Dow Jones Industrial dropped again Thursday morning. S&P had a 2.6% loss. I think Dow Jones dropped about 800 points. United Airlines dropped. Carnival dropped. Gap clothing. So, you know, they want to get everybody back to work. But we're still hearing of cases. We're still hearing of hospitalizations. You still have a lot of older individuals going, I don't think I want to go back to church. I don't think I want to go back to the casino. I don't think I want to go to a movie. You have movie theaters going, look, you know, we'll have Mulan, we'll have Tenet, we'll have that romantic comedy. But if you have people going, you know what, Netflix was fine. I don't have to see a movie in a theater. See, we used to have to see a movie in a theater because you really wanted the sound effects and you really wanted to have that going out experience. Now people have big TVs and they have surround sound and they get, you know. I notice I love seeing a movie at home. I love going to the movies. But, you know, for those of us that want to go to the bathroom or don't want to be around people who are coughing or sick, you know, I don't really see people flooding the theaters. Especially if you don't have movies that are really attractive. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight
free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.